joined by Becky Blaine, Senior Director of Trade and Media Relations here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years in our newest fourth hour, our Arizona People, Places, and Things. And you guys, I'm clicking around on your website, have an incredible tool that you have built.
Yep. So you're on visitarizona.com, the official website for the Arizona Office of Tourism. And if you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see some little buttons and some choices there for categories. And we call
six categories.
We call that Trip Tuner. And so then you adjust the sliders up and down.
And I'm going to go left from right here. The first one, cityscapes.
Yep.
Or landscapes. So you are. Which one are you looking for? City or country? And I'm going to do the opposite of what I would normally pick, just to see what's there. I have a good idea of what it would be if I picked all the other ones. The second one is relaxing or active. So you move the thermometer up, and we're going to go relaxing. Arizona favorites versus hidden gems. We're going to move it up. We're going to peek it at Arizona favorites. Next one is adults versus kids. We're going to move this one up to adults. Modern versus ancient. How ancient can we go? We're going back to Montezuma's castle on there?
You've got all kinds of, you know, American Indian ruins, tribal lands, and, yeah, amazing things that you can see and do in Arizona under that category as well.
And then number six, luxury or roughing it? So I've got everything peaked at the top.
You're going for luxury? Going for luxury.
Yeah, okay. Something I've never done, you know, wouldn't do.
There you go.
And so I just to see what's there.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a part of Arizona I'm not familiar with. So our results are now narrowed down by percent match.
Okay.
And I have city choices. So if I click, so first is Scottsdale, then Tempe, then Phoenix, then Tucson, then Williams, then Botanical Gardens, Chandler, Winslow, Mesa. So I'm assuming I'm going to pick one of these.
Let's go. So it'll assign your percentage to that image. And then if you click on that image,
let's go with Phoenix over Tempe and Scottsdale. And now we found what you are looking for. And then there's an overview. And where do I go from here? Do I scroll on?
Click on the More button.
More button. Here we go.
And then you'll get kind of an overview of what it served you up, which is in Phoenix, a lot of the ideas for things to do and see then right there in Phoenix.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
And it tells me right now the weather is 68 degrees.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Perfect.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to have to come back here and play more with this on air because I want to see what it serves up if I switch it all more to the settings we would pick when we were planning
It'll
our trips.
It'll hone in on those communities and help you figure out where you want to go in the state. And then from there, you can dig a little bit deeper into the activities in that area.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah. So now you're getting served up like some hiking options as you're, you know, moving the tuner a little bit, and Petrified Forest just came up. So not a lot of people realize, too, we have three national parks right here in the state. Petrified Forest, Saguaro National Park down in Tucson, and, of course, the Grand Canyon.
And the Arizona State Parks just won the whatever championship.
An award for being the best-run state park system in the country.
And they were up against Washington, Wyoming, and Tennessee as the four finalists. We actually have the director, Sue Black, joining us, I think, in 2 weeks to talk about that. I've actually got a picture here on my phone.
We have
fantastic. I'm going to stop scrolling for. Oh, there it is.
State parks.
It is the National Gold Medal Award for Excellence in the Field of Park and Recreational Management. Awarded Arizona.
Yeah.
So three national parks plus all the state parks. There is, and you can find it all and plan a trip at travel.
And visit Arizona.
Visitarizona.com.
Visitarizona.com.
Excellent. What is, and I asked you, you know, your favorite hideaway. What do you see being most popular on the website? Do y'all look at the analytics and can you see how people are setting their trip planners and what's the most popular?
So by far some of the most popular, of course, the outdoor activities because our weather is so great. We have such beautiful landscapes. People come for the outdoor adventure, the hiking, the mountain biking is very popular. We just did new virtual reality videos this past year. And you can actually skydive over the Grand Canyon in our virtual reality videos, or mountain bike the Red Rocks of Sedona and really get that kind of first-person experience. But we travel with those all around, you know, when we go to different countries and events and things, and people love being able to have that experience.
Well, y'all have done a wonderful job. Becky Blaine, thank you for joining us. That's visitarizona.com.
Yes.
Plan your Arizona staycation.
Yes, thank you.